Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. I'm commenting on news out of Pakistan the other day that Imran Khan has been awarded all these years in prison. You think, well, is that rather harsh for Imran Khan on part of this corruption case? Now, he was already convicted of something in January this year, but additional charges against the former prime minister of Imran Khan. So, wow. And his wife, likewise, she's his second wife, Bushra Bibi. So it was a fraud case been going on for some years. It all dates back to when they met Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, in 2021. There was a state visit. MBS is obviously very important, not just in the Middle East, but also in South Asia. Pakistan is not a wealthy country at all. It's a majority Sunni Muslim country. Saudi Arabia is the big daddy of Sunni Muslim countries, and there are a couple of million Pakistanis who are working there. So keeping on the right side of them is very, very important. The Saudis very worried that Iran, the main Shia power in the world, would get a nuclear weapon. And then they said for years there's been this tacit agreement that if Iran successfully achieves nuclear power status, that Pakistan will simply sell a nuclear bomb to Saudi Arabia straight away. The Saudi Arabia is much, much richer, but not that militarily strong. And Pakistan, the military is the only thing that works in a country that's dysfunctionality is scandalous. Anyway, so Imran Khan, his wife, received this luxury jewelry from the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. MBS has been effectively ruling the country for 10 years since his father, King Salman, is Gaga. So Mr. Khan and his wife, they're already serving a 10-year sentence for breach of trust and criminal misconduct and so on. But these are going to run concurrently, not consecutively. So, wow. The only other prime minister of Pakistan to ever be convicted of anything was, and actually served a bit of the sentence, was Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, subsequently hanged for murder. Now, his daughter, Benazir Bhutto, was convicted in absentia, was living in the United Arab Emirates to avoid facing that. So the former captain of the cricket team, prime minister, he's been in politics since 1996. He founded his Tehrik-e-Insaf, Movement for Justice. And in 1996, that election failed to win a single seat. Anyone else would have thrown in the towel, but kept going. And 20 years later, they won. They were in office very, very lately. So over 100 charges were against them, supposedly stealing state secrets. And these gifts, the official gifts he got, selling them on and keeping pocketing the money, not giving it to the exchequer and so forth. So the Toshakhana 2 case, all this Bulgari jewelry Kate are given them, because like in most countries, there are rules about this. Anything over 16 million Pakistani rupees, and that has to go to the public purse. You can't keep it yourself. Terrorism charges. So the 73-year-old Mr. Khan hasn't been allowed any family visits. He's got two sons in their 20s from his first wife, Jemima Khan. He married by Pakistani standards at a very late age, when he's about 45 and she's about 21. And she was Jewish on her father's side. They raised Christian. She converted to Islam. So now everybody knows that corruption is endemic in Pakistan. It seems to be partial justice, although it's not an argument. There's no defense to say, yes, I'm corrupt, but you can't prosecute me because you didn't prosecute him and her. You know, you can't catch everybody. All right. We catch a thief. We're not going to let that thief off just because we don't manage to catch every thief. But are these charges bogus? I don't know. Now, the corruption, the judicial system is well known. And of course, they can be more than lent on by the military chiefs and the ISI, Inter-Services Intelligence, which is Pakistan's secret service, as in inter-services, but the Army, Navy, Air Force, Police, even the Foreign Ministry and so on. And they can be in that ISI operating inside Pakistan, outside Pakistan, the deep state, really, partly to keep their ideology going, but more on their law unto themselves, because they are the elite. They don't want to cede power, and they will allow the Pakistan People's Party in office for a while, and then the Muslim League, and now Tehrik-e-Insaf, and then the Muslim League again, or coalition, the PPP, and the Pakistan Muslim League and so forth. But it does seem rather unfair. So maybe he's really cheesed off the military chiefs who actually run the country. And people are saying that Pakistan is behind the scenes a military dictatorship. Yes, the politicians are civilians. There they are in their civilian suits occupying all sorts of offices. But really, behind the curtain, the military chiefs are pulling the strings. Okay, the Chief Field Marshal Asim Munir is being publicly lauded in the press to a spectacular degree. Why are they kowtowing to him so much? And people say that really he's the power behind the throne. It's a bit of a Manuel Noriega situation, like in Nicaragua, sorry, like in Panama in the 1980s, that no, he wasn't president or prime minister or anything, but everybody knew he was running the show, though somebody else theoretically was head of state, and so on. So goodness. And now, partly because Imran Khan allegedly said that Asim Munir was a mentally unstable person, but this appetite for this unfettered lord would suggest that he's not quite well in the head. So all these statements on X have been appeared, attributed to him after jail visits. Is that somebody has hacked it to try and discredit him? I'm not sure. Now, Imran Khan deserves less sympathy than most. His public position is that those who convert from Islam to another faith must be killed. He's victim blamed women for rape. So he used to be the toast of London. He was a playboy in the 70s, certainly not living a hardcore Islamic lifestyle. He certainly drank alcohol, which I don't object to as well. But when you get back into Pakistani politics, especially comes from the Khyber Pakhtunkhwala, an area the Taliban is quite popular, then he, although he didn't wear a beard, he espoused the most antediluvian bigoted attitudes, homophobia, and so on. So it is really revolting. And remember, in Pakistan, if a woman reports rape, if it can't be proved to this impossibly high standard, she gets jailed for fornication. Fortunately, I think not adultery if she's married, because she'd be executed for that. So the Hudud ordinances. So he's a supporter of Sharia law, which is horrendously oppressive. A woman has to have four men of unimpeachable reputation as eyewitnesses to the crime for it to be proven, a standard which is impossible to reach. So it's virtually legalized. And it's all about minimizing the risk of that, as a Pakistani is telling me, as in women just not mixing with men outside the family. So this is no opportunity for her to fall victim to this. Anyway, so he really is loathsome, and obviously he's behind terrorism against India. And he's made positive comments about the Taliban, despite the many crimes they have committed in Pakistan. So yes, he does deserve to serve this jail sentence, not necessarily the things he's alleged to have done. Did he really do them? I'm not sure. I have my doubts. But the way Pakistan politics turns, he could get off scot-free. There are people who've stolen way more from the public purse than he has and never have their collars felt. So anyway, we shall see. Is he out of politics? I think he is. I think he's probably too old to be a figure in it. If he does go to jail, it won't be for a few years. He may then be yesterday's man. So that is Imran Khan, former Prime Minister of Pakistan. Not the worst leader they've ever had.